Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we'll start off with the amphitheaters in the area, starting with Red Hat on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Sunday, July 3rd, it's the Bare Naked Ladies. Monday, July 4th, The Works. It's a free concert with fireworks. Saturday, July 9th, Cameo and SOS Band. Friday, July 15th, Ray LaMontagne. Saturday, July 16th, it is the Steve Miller Band. Wednesday, July 20th, Pat Benatar and Neil Girardeau, along with Melissa Etheridge. And then on Friday, July 22nd, it is Peter Frampton and Greg Allman. Okay, Carrie's Cocobooth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway. Monday, July 4th, it is Summerfest 2016, and it's Independence Day. Wednesday, July 6th, Brand New and Modest Mouse. Saturday, July 9th, back with Summerfest 2016, Beach Music, with North Tower. Monday, July 18th, Flight of the Conchords. Sing, Flight of the Conchords. Friday, July 22nd at Cocobooth, Wheels of Soul Tour featuring Tedeschi Trucks Band, Los Lobos, and North Mississippi All-Stars. Friday and Saturday, August 5th and 6th, it is the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Then we go to Walnut Creek, and it is now under a new name. It is the Coastal Credit Union Park at Walnut Creek. Sunday, July 10th, it is Toby Keith. Thursday, July 14th, Florida Georgia Line, Cole Swindell, the Cadillac 3, and Kane Brown. Friday, July 22nd, Dirks Bentley, Randy Hauser, Cam and Tucker Beathard. Saturday, July 23rd, Cool and the Gang. Sunday, July 24th, Gwen Stefani and Eve. Tuesday, July 26th, Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Kevin Gates, and Gene Aiko. Thursday, July 28th, it is the Counting Crows and Rob Thomas. Well, the 37th Annual Festival for the Eno is coming up. It's held this year July 2nd and 4th, of course, at the West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park. It is from 10 until 6 each day. Hopscotch Music Festival coming up September 8th through the 10th in downtown Raleigh. 140 bands over 3 days. It's actually more than 140 bands over 3 days. Hopscotch, of course, is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more, and its schedule highlights this diversity each year. It includes Erykah Badu and Beach House. They're among the 120 acts performing during the annual festival. Badu will be joined by Gary Clark Jr. at Red Hat Amphitheater on Friday, September 9th. It's the first time Red Hat has been a venue during the festival. This year's City Plaza headliners will include Wolf Parade and Y Oak on Thursday, September 8th, Beach House, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals, and the Dead Tongues on Friday, September 9th, and then on Saturday, September 10th, Sylvan Esso, Vince Staples, and Tushka will perform at that venue. There will be 10 other venues hosting shows from the likes of Young Thug, Andrew Bird, Television, Converge, Big Freedia, Kalayla, William Basinski, Baroness, Demdike Stare, Mr. Carmack, Twin Peaks, Beach Slang, Julian Baker, Lavender Country, Tribulation, and Y.O.B. Upcoming audio described performances, Friday, July 8th, it is The Martian. The North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Films lineup at 9 o'clock. Left for Dead During a Cataclysmic Storm on the Red Planet, astronaut Mark Watney must use his ingenuity and grit to science his way back to Earth. 2 years of isolation and survival strategies test his humor and his optimism. That is a good movie. Thursday, July 14th, Hair, Theater in the Park at 7:30. Of course, Hair is set in the East Village Park in 1967. Hair is the musical story of a group of hippies who celebrate peace and love in the shadow of the Vietnam War. The plot line centers on Burger, the charismatic leader of the tribe, and Claude, a sweet-natured guy from Queens who's about to be drafted. That's Hair, Theater in the Park at 7:30 on Thursday, July 14th. Also, audio-described performances, Saturday, July 30th, Mary Poppins, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. That's at 2 o'clock. Friday, August 12th, another one from the North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Film Series, North by Northwest, and this is at 9 o'clock. This is, of course, a suspenseful classic Alfred Hitchcock caper thriller. The box office hit film is one of the most entertaining movies ever made and one of Hitchcock's most famous suspense mystery stories in his entire career. One of the film's posters advertised, "Only Cary Grant and Alfred Hitchcock ever gave you so much suspense in so many directions." All right, just a reminder, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description performances for performances requested with a 2-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Okay, the Warehouse Blues Concerts series start in Durham Central Park. 4 free Friday evening concerts in July, 5:30 to 7:30 each week. Here's the lineup. July 8th, Amethyst Kia and Her Chest of Glass. Amethyst is a Southern Gothic alt-country blues singer-songwriter who has found a way to fuse traditional roots music with a contemporary style that does not take away from the integrity of the original song and transforms them into powerful, soulful renditions. She draws heavily on old-time music. Coming up July 15th in the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, Reese Palmer and Powerhouse Blues Vocal Workshop. You can't really put Reese Palmer's sound in a box, but she uses Southern soul. She calls the triangle home. Rolling Stone says her new music, with its neo-soul to throwback Southern R&B sound and down-home confessional point of view, develops when and how she wants to. After the concert, join Reese for an intimate Powerhouse Blues vocal workshop. July 22nd, Kamara Thomas and the Night Drivers tribute to blues women. Names like Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Memphis Minnie, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Janis Joplin, Bonnie Raitt, Shamikia Copeland, Susan Tedeschi, and Brittany Howard carry us through the early 20th century blues into the 21st. This Durham-based Kamara Thomas shapeshifts into a blues woman, interpreting some of her and your favorite female blues artists. And finally, in the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, July 29th, it is Samantha Fish. Blues guitarist and songwriter Samantha Fish, now in her mid-20s, started out playing drums. The Kansas City Star says Fish has built an international reputation as a powerhouse blues rock musician with an enormous voice and tremendous skill as a guitarist. She also combines the artful sensitivity of Bonnie Raitt and the effortless swagger of the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards. Okay, moving on, we'll take a look at the lineup for Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Coming up June 30th through July 3rd, it's Dominique. July 7th through the 9th, John Rudnitsky. July 14th through the 16th, Ms. Pat. July 22nd and 23rd, it is Nene Leakes. July 24th, Andrew Schultz. July 29th through the 31st, Little Duval. And a special note, you may want to research the type of material offered by a particular comedian or comedian, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are 18 plus. All right, Carolina Music Festival's coming up through August 7th. It is the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. Of course, Brevard is in Transylvania County, known by the nickname the Land of Waterfalls. Then now through August 6th, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. This festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. The festival sites Appalachian State University and nearby venues. July 1st through the 4th, Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Morganton in Burke County. July 2nd and 3rd, Ocean City Jazz Festival, North Topsail Beach. July 7th through the 10th, Wild Goose Festival, Hot Springs in Madison County. The Festival of Music, Art, and Christian Spirituality is modeled after the UK's Greenbelt Festival. Festival site is Hot Springs Resort and Spa. July 8th and 9th, Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. 2 days of live music, visual arts and crafts, food, beer, and more. It's an opportunity for local creators to make their voices heard. The festival site is the Isaac Taylor Garden and others to be announced. July 15 and 16, Music Fest in Sugar Grove. That's in Watauga County. In addition to traditional and bluegrass music in the main stage shows, the Doc and Rosa Lee Watson Music Fest in Sugar Grove presents additional acts on a solar-powered stage, plus more players indoors, including a songwriter's showcase and instrument workshops led by festival performers. The site is the Cove Creek School. July 15 and 16, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. Spruce Pine, of course, in Mitchell County. The festival includes a sanctioned professional barbecue competition, live bluegrass, jamming stage, a cornhole tournament, championship clogging teams, a 5K and fun run, a kids' play area, arts and crafts, food vendors, including barbecue equipment and supplies vendors. The festival site for the Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Blues Festival is downtown Spruce Pine. Again, that's in Mitchell County. Through August 6th, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. Through August 7th, Brevard Music Institute and Festival. And I think that just about does it for right now. Oh, July 21st through the 31st, Folkmoot USA, Western North Carolina. Folkmoot USA presents hundreds of folk musicians accompanying dance troupes representing about 10 countries from around the world at several venues in the North Carolina mountains. Performers demonstrate their cultural heritage through music and dance in colorful costumes. The festival also includes the International Festival Day and the Parade of Nations, along with street fair held in Waynesville. And, of course, the festival site, Waynesville, but other mountain towns as well. Then July 23rd, Barnstock BYOB Music Fest in Huntersville. Barnstock is a benefit for local organizations that features live music and a silent disco on four outdoor and indoor stages. The festival site is the Brown Family Barn. All right, to talk about some free or low-cost outdoor music events in the region, Music on Main at South Point in Durham. It's held every Saturday night through September 3rd. Center Stage at American Tobacco Campus in Durham. This event, formerly known as On the Lawn, is a three-hour music festival held each month featuring food trucks, zip lines, and a kids zone. Everything is being held on the front lawn of DPAC. All shows start at 6 p.m. Upcoming dates include September 20th and October 4th. Then on Thursday, let's go back a little bit, Thursday, July 4th, there will be a special festival from 5 to 8 p.m. Find your cool summer concert series. These free concerts in downtown Durham's CCB Plaza run through Thursday, August 7th. The music starts at 7. Brightleaf Square Concert Series, 7 to 9 every Friday. The Brightleaf Square Courtyard in Durham offers live music. Shows run through September 13th. Golden Belt Live Concert Series in Durham, to celebrate its 5th anniversary, Gold Belt will host free outdoor concerts on Fridays through the end of July. Waverly Place in Cary is hosting Wind Down Wednesdays. Concerts run through July 27th from 6 to 9. Coolers are not permitted. Saturdays in Saxapahaw, the Rivermill Summer Series includes performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. The concerts are held each Saturday from 6 to 8 through August 27th. Apex Music and Movies in the Park series. The events are held at the Nature Park Amphitheater, offering family-friendly concerts and movies. Concerts start at dusk and are scheduled for selected Saturdays through September 24th. Also in Apex, the Toasts and Tunes concert series. These are free concerts for all ages held at Clower Family Vineyards on select Saturdays from 2 to 4. Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 7th from 5 to 8 p.m. Last Friday's music series, Hillsboro, Old Courthouse Lawn. Last Friday of the month through September. It all starts at 6:30 p.m. Also in Hillsboro, Weaver Street Market hosts free jazz and more music on the Weaver Street Hillsboro patio from 11 to 1 on Sundays through July 31st. Summer Music Series in Bynum. Tickets are not needed, but a $5 to $8 donation is requested, and a hat is passed for performers. Concerts feature gospel, folk, blues, rockabilly, and bluegrass music from 7 to 9 p.m. And this is on Friday and Saturday evenings through September. All right, Weaver Street Market hosts the Jazz and More Brunch in Carrboro. This free outdoor jazz series takes place on Sundays through October 9th, 11 to 1 on the Weaver Street Market Lawn. Other venues, Falls River Town Center, Raleigh, Summer Music Series, Thursdays through September from 7 to 9 p.m. Lafayette Village, Raleigh, Music on the Green, Tuesdays, 6 to 9 p.m. through October. Pointer Place at Triangle Town Center, Summer Concerts, Friday to 6 to 9 p.m., and they're coming up August 5th and 26th, and then September 16th. And concerts at the Crossroads in Clayton, live music at Flowers Crossroads through September 4th, featuring some of our favorite local bands like the Embers and Liquid Pleasure. Okay, time for DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets available through the following, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center by calling 919-680-2787, or you can visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Tickets also available through Ticketmaster. All right, Friday and Saturday, July 1st and 2nd at DPAC, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. This is part of the American Dance Festival. Also part of the American Dance Festival, Friday and Saturday, July 8 and 9, Hubbard Street Dance, Chicago. And Monday and Tuesday, July 11th and 12th, Lar Lubavitch Dance Company. Once again, those three are all part of the American Dance Festival. At DPAC on Sunday, July 17th, Max and Val live on tour, Our Way. Brothers Maxim and Valentin Chemerovsky, the hottest stars of ABC's hit show Dancing with the Stars, are bringing to light the show they have dreamed about since childhood, combining an honest and unfiltered narrative of their life story with the world-class dancing, sense, creativity, and passion they are known for. All right, Monday, July 18th, Lindsey Stirling, acclaimed electronic violinist and New York Times best-selling author. Friday and Saturday, July 22nd and 23rd, Company Wang Ramirez, again a part of the American Dance Festival. Sunday, July 24th, Adam Schefter and Matthew Berry. Adam and Matthew share their NFL and fantasy insider secrets with Insider Access, Winning Fantasy Football, a fun, informative, and exclusive live event that is the first of its kind. Friday and Saturday, July 29th and 30th, it is the Paul Taylor Dance Company at DPAC, and again, this is part of the American Dance Festival. Friday, August 12th, Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Saturday, August 13th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tuesday through Sunday, August 16th through the 21st, it is Disney's Newsies. Friday, September 9th, Weird Al Yankovic. Saturday, September 10th, Seven Things I've Learned, an evening with Ira Glass. Sunday, September 11th, Leon Bridges. And then Tuesday through Sunday, September 13th through the 18th, it's Kinky Boots. All right, moving back to Raleigh, Durham Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Thursday, July 7th, Mozart After Dark, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. July 8th through the 10th, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Friday, July 8th, an afternoon of Mozart, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, July 9th, Yolanda Rabin, Theater Raleigh's Cool Summer Evening Series at Kennedy Theater. Wednesday, July 13th, Bring It Live, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Saturday, July 16th, it is Silk Fashion Show 40th Anniversary, Fletcher Opera Theater at 5 p.m. Saturday, July 16th, Georgia Stitt and Friends, Theater Raleigh's Cool Summer Evening Series at Kennedy Theater. Sunday, July 24th, Colvin and Earl, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. As Colvin and Earl, longtime friends and admirers, Sean Colvin and Steve Earl, have united to record their self-titled debut, a true standout in careers already filled with pinnacles and masterpieces. Colvin and Earl Live is a prime showcase for their inimitable vocals, mesmerizing guitar playing, and witty storytelling. July 26th through the 34th, North or 31st. Let's do that one again. July 26th through the 31st, North Carolina Theater and Broadway Series South present Disney's and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins. Everyone's favorite nanny takes the stage in this supercalifragilisticexpialidocious musical adventure. July 27th through August 7th, Steel Magnolias, part of Theodore Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series. This is at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, July 30th, Todrick Hall, Straight Outta Oz. Broadway actor, MTV star, American Idol finalist, and viral YouTube personality, Todrick Hall is putting a new twister on L. Frank Baum's most classic creation, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. With over 20 original songs, Hall brings to life this American classic like you've never seen it before. Then on Saturday, July 30th, Carolina Ballet, Summer Intensive, Fletcher Opera Theater, performances at 2 and 7. Sunday, July 31st, Heartthrobs, May Mandy Concert Hall at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 6th, it is the Carolina Music Awards. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. They're excited by the support of Darius Rucker, along with the legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Every year, they look to make this event more and more beneficial to Carolina artists and to support the great music created right here in the Carolinas. To vote for your favorite Carolina artist, visit the following website, awardshownow.com/CM Awards. Once again, the web address, awardshownow, all one word, of course, .com/CM Awards. This event will be held at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 p.m. Again, that is coming up on Saturday, August 6th. The Carolina Music Awards, and that's being held at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 p.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.